Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The NFL has made it official. Justin Tucker has been suspended the first 10 games of the upcoming season without pay. And joining us now to react to the news, Baltimore radio icon.
Yes.
Well, Jerry said. Coleman. And Jerry,
a podcasting icon.
Yes,
too,
absolutely.
Baltimore
be more baseball podcast. And had Kobe Mayo on this week with Mike Bordick, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But Jerry, you covered Justin Tucker's whole career. He suspended the first 10 games of the season. Will he ever kick in the NFL again?
Yeah, he will. He will. It'd be nice if he stopped hiding behind statements and his agent came out and actually told the truth. That would be nice. It was nice that the NFL finally got around to making a decision weeks after the Ravens made theirs. But he will kick in the NFL again. Justin Tucker, listen, they'll look the other way, a lot of these teams, if it means they can win a football game. You guys know that as well as I do. So, yeah, I don't think this means his banishment from the NFL is going to be permanent just for the first 10 weeks to start the season. And then there'll be someone that'll need him desperately, I'm sure. And, you know, maybe that's when we'll hear this guy speak. But what a coward.
Well, and look, this was playing out in real time through great reporting in the Banner. It set the precedent for what I think anybody with a pulse and a brain knew was going to be some sort of penalty for Justin Tucker. Yet the Ravens played it out as long as they really possibly could, right through the draft and making sure that, you know, we're not going to have any salary cap ramifications, and we want to really kind of, you know, we're going to play this game where we're pretending this is just a football decision and all that. And now there's no more guessing, right? The dude is a 10-game suspension. How do you think it makes them look in retrospect? And I will never get my head around why they couldn't just morally do the right thing here from the beginning.
Yeah, I do understand their thinking and that they were looking to protect themselves against lawsuits and all that. I mean, Justin Tucker had not been suspended when they decided to get rid of him, so they couldn't come out and say anything. Now they can, but he's not on the team, so they're going to avoid it like the plague. I understand both sides, but I understand where they're coming from and just trying to protect themselves. The morals, I mean, you know, how many pro sports teams have a lot of morals these days, in my opinion. But the Ravens did their due diligence, and I think they did the right thing. I think they handled it, for the most part, the right way. And, I mean, they can get some criticism, but
what's he going to sue him for, though? What would he sue him for? So they'd have to pay some lawyer fees until the suspension comes out, and then he's got no ground to stand on?
I guess, Jason, that was their concern and the league, and that, you know, you're getting rid of a guy for something besides a football reason when he hasn't been punished by the National Football League, even though everyone knows what was going on.
Or you cut him for football reasons, but you do it at the beginning of this because, again, their security people had to know that this was not 16 people making this up, right? So you just do it for football reasons because he stunk this year and he was the worst kicker in the league. And then, you know what I mean? You wait for this to come out, and it is what it is.
But I firmly believe, and I've said this to you guys before, that the Ravens found out about this via the Banner. They didn't know about it. I don't believe they knew about it. I've spoken to several people within the organization, some on the security side. They had no inclination of this. They had not even heard a lot of the rumors, which I don't know, you know, if that falls on them or not, but they were just rumors out there. So they were awakened to this when the banner started calling them about it. And I think they reacted and, you know, they kept the guy away from everyone and kept them at arm's length. And, you know, now he's in the rearview mirror.
I wonder if Rofo has anything to say about this. Where's Big Chicken? Where's Big Chicken? I've been waiting for Big Chicken to say something about this.
When are we going to?
Where's Big Chicken?
We get a statement from Royal Farms. I had someone actually tell me that that campaign was coming to an end. Regardless.
Oh, come on. Whatever.
Come on.
Exactly. Some of these ad executives with a straight face, they'll lie to you like a head coach of a team.
Or like a PR guy.
Or a PR guy. We're looking for an intern right now for our new football podcast.
You are? You guys looking for an intern?
Oh.
We are looking for an intern, yeah.
Well, what does it pay? What is it? Are you giving out college? Can you give out?
I know kids.
What do they call it? Credit hours?
Yeah, I know kids nowadays expect to be paid for internships. Back in the day, kids, I did it for free for many a years, and there's not a lot of things I would do for
free. I did a free internship in college.
So what are the job requirements? What are you looking for? Be more specific. Come on.
You got to be into mass communications to some degree, have a love for the Ravens, want to be able to put this on your resume, dealing with a lot of high-profile athletes and people.
What do you want them to do, Ding Dong? Are they producing this? Do they need to know Adobe? What?
All right, handle the social media.
Okay, now we're getting there.
Be a part of the podcast team.
Timestamps.
Be on the podcast. You'll be behind the scenes of the podcast.
Chopping it up into clips and stuff like that.
No, we don't even need you to do that. We have someone that can edit very creatively. We just need someone who's going to be able to watch the podcast, log the highlights, get the social media clips out, and that will brighten your resume and probably your future in the business.
Well, if someone's interested in trying to apply to this, Jerry, how should they reach out to you?
5545?
Several ways on social media, Sports with Coleman on Facebook, at Sports with Coleman on Twitter, at Sports with Coleman on Twitter. Of course, Instagram, jcole5545, jcole5545. So thank you.
We're speaking to Baltimore radio legend Jerry Coleman. It's Inside
I'm
Access.
I'm looking for a kids, by the way.
Well, that's why I was at. I didn't know what you were looking for. I mean,
Jerry, let's get to your podcast that is ongoing right now, the Be More Baseball podcast. And we've been talking up Coby Mayo a lot. We think he should be playing more often than he does right now. What did Coby Mayo have to say to you and Bordy earlier this?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This week,
he took the high road. I'll tell you that we did try to bait him a few times into bashing Tony Mastolito, you know, coming up with points instead of runs and stuff like that.
He didn't take the bait.
He's a pro. I love Coby Mayo. He needs to be playing a lot more.
In
the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, by the way, where the star over there is Reese Friedman. If you heard do the announcements for that place, she's amazing, but she's not going to be our intern. Anyway, Michael,
she's
and I
better
were
than Wyman at it.
why? Oh, everyone is. But listen, why would you pinch hit for Kobe Mayo there in the ninth inning? I mean, what do you have to lose by bringing this kid out?
Amen, brother.
And letting him play and finish the game and just bring him out there every day. And listen, this team, as you know, they've been no hit. Three of their last five games going to the sixth. The positive is, and that's what I gravitate towards, they were not no hit in any of these games.
That's great.
We have to look at the positive. And, you know, start playing this kid because this team is falling out of contention early, despite what some people
it's
that
over,
may or
bro.
May not be on your radio station say.
It's over. It's,
some of the things I hear are unbelievable. It's way over.
You ain't heard nothing
it's
yet.
Way over. They are firmly entrenched in last place. They are many games behind the team ahead of them, the Red Sox, who are going nowhere. Last I looked, everyone was either at 500 or close to it in the division besides them. So they have to be sellers coming up. Let's stop the delusion.
Well,
that's what we've been talking about, though, on the Be More Baseball podcast. Now, we didn't say that with Kobe Mayo. We just think he deserves more of a shot and should be playing every night.
We're simpatico hacks on that one.
Jerry, before we let you go, that Caves Valley, they held a media event earlier this week. How was the spread? And is it
Are
true
you still that, eating off of it?
Is it true that they let the media play the course?
They did.
That's
and
cool.
I'm surprised you didn't have Cordell on to talk all about it.
I didn't even know.
To the nines in his golf gear. I felt like an outlier because I was just there to eat and pay attention to the press conference. Everyone else was there playing golf. I don't play golf. I play tennis, which is a much harder and more strenuous sport, as you guys are well aware. But the spread on a scale of 1 to 10 was a 14.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't know. I would say among the restaurants in Baltimore County, Caves Valley has to be ranked right up there, except no one can get in there. But the crab soup, I had three bowls of crab soup on Monday. It was like 105 out. I couldn't care less. The ratio of crab meat to vegetables was about 4 to 1.
Wow.
And then I had two burgers, an Italian cold cut, a salad, and about four Arnold Palmers. It was delightful. Great job by Maroon PR putting that together. Look forward to the event coming up in August.
Jerry,
we're on the hunt for interns. You've promoted him enough, Bone. Let's go to break.
All right.
He's killing our clock.
Jeez,
he got enough out of this. He got plenty out of this.
ESPN and ABC for that half-assed product they have put together covering the NBA, but we could save that for another
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
save
yeah,
that for next week. All
Let's
right.
get you an intern first.
Too much promoting, Jerry. That's Jason. All right, man. We'll talk soon. Coming up next, we're going to get back into Justin Tucker. We put up a poll. And also, will he ever kick again? Jerry thinks that he'll get another crack. We'll let you know our thoughts on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.